Psalm 46 is what we're going to be looking at this morning. But here in Psalm 46 is a great passage of Scripture that deals with our Father. And notice, that is our Heavenly Father. Verse number 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. You know that as you study the Scriptures, there are many names which describe the characteristics and attributes of God. For instance, the Bible calls God Jehovah Jireh, meaning the Lord will provide. The Bible calls God Jehovah Nissi, the Lord my banner. We get behind his banner and we follow him. Jehovah Shalom, meaning the Lord my peace. But there is one endearing name of God, and that is the name Father. Those of us that are fathers, there's really no other endearing name than that. To have our children, they probably most often call us dad, but think about it, we are their father. And it is a very endearing name because for the child of God, it speaks of a relationship that we can have with God because we have been saved by his grace. The Bible says in John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. The Bible says in the book of Romans, in Romans chapter 8, it talks about that we have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. We are able to then call God Father. And this morning, because we are able to call him Father, the Bible says in 1 Peter 5 and verse 7, casting all of your care upon him, for he careth for you. And so I want to go through this psalm with you and note a few points about how the Heavenly Father cares for us. We notice in this passage in verse number 1 that he presently cares for us. He says that he is a very present help in trouble. He is an exceedingly present help. That God is a God who presently cares about what we are presently going through. You understand that, don't you? He is not a God afar off and is just like sitting in a rocking chair, falling asleep. No, he is a God who is very much aware. He is very wise. And yet he says, I want you to cast all of your care upon me because I care for you. And because he presently cares for us, we see that he is an ever-present shelter in our time of need. You ever been out on a picnic with your family and it's a nice clear day like this and you just kind of enjoying things and all of a sudden you see this storm, if you would. It's like, where in the world did that come from? And you find yourself running for shelter, running for the car, running for the pavilion. You're just going for shelter somewhere. Well, David said that God is our refuge. He is our shelter in time of need. The Word of God says in Proverbs 18 and verse number 10, that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. A preacher of yesteryear by the name of Dr. Herschel Hobbs told a story of how that he was out hunting with a friend. And suddenly the sky turned dark and lightning began to flash. It was obvious that a storm was brewing. Dr. Hobbs had hunted in that area before and he knew the area. So he said to his friend, just follow me. They hurriedly made their way down a winding path. The thunder and lightning were becoming more intense and the wind was blowing stronger and stronger. And the friend was getting more and more nervous. Then Dr. Hobbs said to him, in here. And they lunged into a cave, barely making it before the storm just poured down rain upon them. Dr. Hobbs had said to his friend, I wasn't worried because I knew where to find refuge. And I tell you, church, today that in times of trouble, if you would, we don't have to worry because we know where to find refuge. God is our refuge. He is our shelter in time of need. Then the Bible here says also that he is our strength, that he is our ever-present strength in our time of need. In Isaiah 41 and verse 10, the Bible says this, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." You know, trouble has a way of wearing us down physically, emotionally, and yea, even spiritually. It can just drain us of any energy. Sort of like, you know, you go out to start your car and your car won't start and you have to get a jump. You tap it into a live battery and you get it going. And likewise, David in his life said in 1 Samuel 30 and verse number 6 that David was greatly distressed. Why? For the people spake of stoning him. How many of you would think you'd be distressed if people started thinking about stoning you? Well, they thought about stoning him because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. Now, here's how this verse ends. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. So facing trouble, what did David do? David looked up and he said, "I will encourage myself in the Lord my God." In times like these, church, we must do the same. We must look up. Don't look around if you would, but look up. Because God is our refuge. God is our strength. He presently cares for us. But notice also in this passage that he protectively cares for us. After establishing in verse number 1 that he is a refuge and strength, then he says this, "Therefore will not we fear." Now, my Bible, and I don't think your Bible does either, mine puts a comma after that, but in a way you could almost put a period there. And what I mean by that is, since God is our refuge, God is our strength, we will not fear, period, right? But it does go on, so let's see what it says. "Though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried in the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof." In other words, if all these earthly things go to the side, if they all go by the wayside, he says, "I will not fear because I know my God is in control." And God protectively cares for us. And he says, there is no need to fear because God is in control. The late Dr. Jerry Falwell said this, "God did not wake up this morning and need a nerve pill." I like that. Because our God never sleeps nor slumbers. Our God is in control. And what this world is, I was going to say just our country, but our world is experiencing did not catch our Heavenly Father by surprise. Do you believe that? Say amen. It didn't catch him by surprise. Nothing ever just occurs to God. God is all wise. He knows the end from the beginning. And so he says to us here in this passage, "Therefore, we will not fear. We will not be afraid because God is protectively caring for us. Though these earthly things may be removed," thank God today, my God is in control. The other day, I went to Wednesday night, I was here at church, and so I told Kevin, I said, "Well, tomorrow I need to go to the store and get some things." He said, "Good luck." Well, I said, "Okay, I know how I'll beat this. I'll get up early, and I'll go to the store." Well, as far as crowd control, that was good. There was hardly anybody there, so I was wise on that standpoint. But I get back to the aisle in which I had really gone there for, and there was only 8 packages of guess what was left? Toilet paper. I wasn't going there to hoard, just to buy a little package of toilet paper. It was gone. Well, this morning I got up early again. I know it's church day. I normally don't go to the store first thing in the morning on a Sunday morning, but I said, I probably ought to go get some bread. I got a few other things as well. But I was surprised. Hardly any bread left. And then I said, well, we might as well stock up on peanut butter and jelly. Everybody likes peanut butter and jelly. Even if you don't, you might get to like it. But anyway, there was no problem there. I thought, well, let me go on down that other aisle that was empty the other day. And it was barer than it was when I went in there the day a few days ago. And you see, here's the thing. Is this going on? Yes, it is going on. But there's no need to fear because God is in control. One summer evening during a violent thunderstorm, a mother was tucking her small boy into bed, and she was about to turn off the light when he asked with a shaky voice, "Mommy, will you sleep with me tonight?" The mother smiled and gave him an assuring hug and said, "I can't, dear. I have to sleep with your daddy." A long silence was broken as the boy responded and said, "That big sissy." Hey, thank God today our Heavenly Father is in control. Go to Psalm 27. Psalm 27, keep your place there in Psalm 46, but go over to Psalm 27. Look at the first three verses. I love how this psalm starts out. And he says in Psalm 27, verse 1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident." Please notice, church, that David wasn't being confident in himself. He was being confident in the fact that the Lord is on my side. Better yet, I'm on his side. I'm in relationship with him. He's got it all under control. In this will I be confident. And so as you go back to Psalm 46, there is no need to fear because God is in control, and there is no need of failure because he keeps us. I think of that song that says this, "Though all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand." And it is. All other ground is sinking sand. Now look at verse number 4. In verse number 4, we see that God not only presently cares for our life, we not only see that he protectively cares for us. I would add to that another verse that the Bible says that the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. You ever hear about guardian angels? Well, that verse definitely alludes to it, that the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. But then also we see that God prospectively cares. What do I mean by this? Think about this, church. Our hopes for the future are great when we consider the fact that God rules. Now, you ought to find confidence in that, because he's been talking here about how if these things are removed, God's still in control. God's still on the throne. So he says in verse number 4, "There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her," and that right early. "The earth raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge." And so in this we see that God's rule will be delightful, because one day, church, one day the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come and establish his kingdom here upon the earth. That is going to happen. That is not just a dream. That's just not a figment of our imagination. This is what the Bible teaches, that one day the Lord Jesus Christ will establish his kingdom upon the earth. And then there will be true and lasting peace. Those last two Wednesday nights, I've been doing a series of studies entitled Future Events That Will Rock the World. Now, as much as this virus has rocked the world, may I say that as you study scriptures, there are more events that are going to come that are really going to shake and rock this world more than what this is. That's hard to imagine, but this is what the Bible prophesies. And so as you think about that then, God's rule on the earth will be delightful, and God's rule on the earth will be definite. It is going to happen. In fact, turn to Psalm 2 just for a moment. Psalm 2, and look at verse number 1. Psalm 2, verse 1 says this, "Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us." In other words, one day the kings of the world will gather together for one more opportunity to try to rid this world of God. Verse 4, "He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, the Lord shall have them in derision." And you can read the rest of the chapter, but you will find that God's rule on the earth will be definite. So when we say Father, when you say Father, when I say Father, we are acknowledging his care over our life. Today, as God's people, you may be full of anxiety. You may have a heavy heart. You may today be presently weighed down by care. If so, look at verse 10. Be still. Be still. The Bible is saying, don't panic, don't be full of fear, but be still. Be at peace. This afternoon, some of you will go home and you will sit down in that lazy boy chair. Logan says, yep, that's me. Yeah, kick back and enjoy it. But what are you doing? You're just kind of just putting your whole weight on that chair, pull the handle back, and just relax. May I say that's the meaning of be still? Just relax. Be still. Be calm. Be still and know that I am God. May I say, church, none of us here this morning know what and how this is going to continue to work out in our country. We all have our thoughts on it. I get that. But reality is, none of us really know. But here's what I do know. That this will not knock God off the throne. He's still on the throne, ruling, and he has our lives under control. Amen. And from your pastor's perspective, I tell you this morning that I am really trying to be careful. This is just me. You do as you think you need to be led, but I'm not trying to, when I get out and about and talking with people, I'm really not trying to talk about the hype of it all. You with me? Because what good does that do for someone that doesn't know God? I'm an ambassador of Christ, so are you. We are not taught in the scriptures to propagate the hype, but we are taught in scripture to promote the gospel of Jesus Christ and do that. And this is a great time for us. Get tracts out there, use them, use that one that particularly that we have. And I saw this in Tracy's office there in their foyer. Peace. Because that's what people need right now. They need peace, but they need to know where to find it. And it's in the person of Jesus Christ. Amen? It's in Him, not in our government, local, state, federal. Our hope is not in our government. Our hope is in the Lord. So this passage says, be still and know that I am God. Robert Louis Stevenson told of a storm that caught a vessel off a rocky coast and threatened to drive it and its passengers to destruction. In the midst of the terror, one daring man, contrary to orders, went to the deck, made a dangerous passage to the pilot, and saw the steerman at his post holding the wheel unwaveringly, and inch by inch turning the ship out once more to sea. The pilot saw the man and smiled at him. Then the daring passenger went below and gave out a note of cheer and said, I have seen the face of the pilot. All is well. We have seen the face of the pilot, church. All is well. Amen. Trust. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. Concerning, yes, but we have hope in God. May we rest in that. May we promote that. May we tell others of that so they too would turn to Him and trust Him. Today, are you weighed down by care? Trust Him. Today, are you weighed down by fear? Trust Him. Today, are you weighed down by worry? Trust Him, because He is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Father, I thank You this morning for Your word that shows us in this great chapter that You truly are our very present help in time of trouble. And not only with this present trouble that we as the world are facing, but other people have troubles aside from this. And that when those troubles come, You are a very present help in time of trouble. And so would You today give peace where peace is needed, encouragement where encouragement is needed. And may we leave here today confident not in ourselves, but confident in You, even more than we've ever been before, that You are in control. Sometimes we don't understand Your ways. In fact, many times we don't. Your ways are higher than our ways. Your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And our disappointments are Your appointments. You will work through this. I believe that with all of my heart. And I'd pray that today, for those that came in through the doors of this building, that they will leave encouraged, that they will cast all of their care upon You and leave it in Your hands and walk out in peace and not be disturbed in spirit. We do not know what this week will hold. We don't know anything about it, but we know You do. So help us to trust and not be afraid. In Jesus' name, now their heads bowed. Would there be those here this morning who say, Pastor, I am weighed down by care. I am full of anxiety. And I would that you remember me in prayer today, that I would take that weight of care and worry and put it all into His hands and allow His peace to fill my heart. That's my need. Would you raise your hand where you're at? Anybody at all? So yes, Pastor, that's me. I just need to throw all of my weight and all of my care upon Him and trust in Him each step of the way. Yes, God bless you. Is there somebody else? Yes, God bless you. Somebody else. And it may not even be related to what's going on in our world. Maybe something that's just going on in your own personal world. Something you just need to say, I'm going to put it over onto the Lord. Yes, God bless you. Somebody else. Yes, God bless you. Somebody else. Anybody else while we wait? In just a moment, we will stand together and sing, "All your anxiety, all your care, bring to the mercy seat, leave it there." And I want to encourage you this morning to come. If it will help you, I'll be glad to pray with you. If you just want to pray by yourself, that's fine. Just kneel here. Maybe kneel at your chair there or remain seated and just pray. But take the time to cast all of your care on Him, because He cares for you. He knows your situation. He cares for you. Cast it on Him today. And now, Father, I thank You for working in hearts. I think in particular of these that have raised their hands. You know the situations that they're facing. It may be related to the virus, it may not. But regardless, in their world, they're facing something. And how I'd pray that today they will leave out of here a little lighter in their step, because they have just put it over onto You and trust You come what may. We just leave it in Your hands. And so, Father, may they experience peace like they've never had before. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.